Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 10 July 2023, and I'm glad you're with us tonight, and I do mean that. I got several announcements to make here. Then we'll bring up our guest, J.P. DeGrants. I'll tell you about who he is just in a minute. Before we do that, though, several announcements and two prayer requests. One prayer request for Margaret. Margaret from Washington State has some physical problems, folks, some serious physical problems. She needs your prayer, please. So, Margaret, we're praying for you worldwide. I want you to know that. Also, for prayer for some issues with Elmer. Elmer is under attack, folks, okay? I won't get into all details, but he needs your prayers for some deliverance. Satan's after him big time. And I do know that our God is more powerful, our Savior is more powerful than Satan. So keep Elmer in your prayers, please, for some help, all right? And we are down to the last four REM sleep. When these are gone, there'll be no more REM sleep. They'll be gone forever. And the product works. I've used it for several years now myself. It really works. We have four of them left. The first to call, 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. Say, I want all four bottles, have them all $40. That includes postage. That's delivered price. If you want them first to call, you can call now. Leave your name with Lisa on the answering machine. Say, I'm calling for the last four bottles of REM sleep. You can call and you can give a number. She'll call you back tomorrow and get your credit card information. Or you can send a check if you like. Just let her know that, all right? Now, first to four, the first one to call, we'll get all four bottles for $40. It's a great product. I know many of you used it. I hate to see it go away, for my own sake, but it is going away. 304-846-4448. If you don't have long distance, call 800-777-4403. All right, now that's there. If you want it, call quickly and get it tonight. Leave your name and address, and Lisa will call you back tomorrow. You'll leave your name and phone number, I should say. Let me tell you what happened Wednesday night, because a lot of people wonder why I went on the air Wednesday night. Well, something happened I never saw happen before. To me, anybody else I know of, as some of y'all know, I do a radio show at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern with Melody Seastrom on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays normally. I was on the radio Wednesday, got to just started talking, and the phone line I do it on, it's called a Comrex line, went down. So I went to call Todd at GS Radio, let him know what happened. My cell phone was down. So I picked up the landline. It was also down. I had no way. Internet was totally off. I had no way to communicate with anybody, by any means at all. Everything was down and going, and was that way to sometime in the middle of the night to come back up. My whole community was down. Not just me. I went up to a couple of businesses. They were also, they had no internet, no phones, no cell phone, no nothing. I have cell phone with a consumer cellular. Some have had AT&T. Others have Verizon. No cell phone service with anybody at all. And no hard line service. I don't understand how that worked. I can understand why I'm going down, but why would this hard line be out also with cell phones down? I don't know, folks, what happened. But that's what happened. Everything went down at once, whether that was a test or just an accident, I have no idea. But it's really odd in my mind that all those things went down at the exact same time and come back up, as far as I know, the exact same time. So I want to tell you what happened Wednesday night, folks. Sorry, we were supposed to be there live, but we weren't. So, and that's why I kept the phone lines so dead on Thursday, because I think some of y'all thought I was on vacation, and I wasn't. I just couldn't get on the air, okay? And I couldn't call anybody and know what happened. So there we go, and there you are. And by the way, we're going to have Bible study this weekend, Lord willing. As you know, we start at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can join us if you go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there will be a 10:30. As always, the first half hour is prayer requests and praise reports. 11:30, we do Christian Worldview News, Biblical Perspective on Prophecy, folks, from the news. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have Wild Bill join us for an hour to share his information on what's going on in his world, folks. This man is a warrior. He stands so firm in what he does. And so Wild Bill will be joining us and be sharing his information with us. He did at one time some months ago, and it was a great broadcast, a great program. And I want him back on again to share his information with us, because it's important, folks, that we understand that we're not alone in this battle. Many people are trying to fight with us. So while Bill Finley will join us at 1 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturday. You can join us, like I said, live or on the phone. You can call us on the phone, listen, at 339-209-5013. We do want to hear from you, and we do want you to join us if at all possible. We truly do. Let's go to our guest. Without any further ado, he's been waiting very patiently. J.P. DeGrance, who has put out some information, folks, I think you'll find more than interesting. I'll tell you about his website in a little bit. But one of the things he put out really struck my mind when I read it. We all know that Bed, Bath, and Beyond went out of business. And we know it is economic, I guess, in a lot of ways. But what was the root of that problem? We're going to discuss that and a whole lot more tonight. J.P., are you there?
I am. Thank you so much, Pastor Butch, for having me.
Well, you're more than welcome. Sorry it took so long to go through these announcements. I had to get those out because people need to know what happened. And I thought, again, it was very odd that all that stuff went down at one time with me.
Yeah, that sure is. That's, you know, the sometimes they say the devil's in the technology, you know?
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. It's just really weird stuff. But anyway, tell the folks a little bit about yourself, if you don't mind, JP, who you are, how you get involved, what you're doing.
And I'm the founder and president of a ministry called Communio. We exist to equip the local church to evangelize through the renewal of healthy relationships, marriage, and the family. And we work with about 180 churches we support across the country, spanning 18 states now. And we want to come alongside the church to fix the root cause of what's driving so much of society over the cliff right now. And that, Pastor Butch, as you know, has so much to do with what's going on in the American home. Okay.
Right.
What we found in we just published a study that I think your listeners would be really fascinated by, and should go ahead and download it. Go to communio.org/study. So it's communio.org/study. You can get the study. So in the study we found, we surveyed 19,000 churchgoers. What we found is 4 out of 5, so 80% of everybody sitting in the pews in church on Sunday, grew up in a home with continuously married parents. What that means is, fundamentally, the structure of the family has been changing over the last 60 years, but the makeup of people sitting in the pews looks generally the same. So, and that trend held across all age groups. So if you're in your 20s, right, if you're a Gen Z, as they call them, you're 4 out of 5, 80% of Gen Z sitting in the pews grew up in a home with continuously married parents. And same with when you look at folks in their 60s, about 80% of them grew up with what's changed over the last 60 years. There's less and less people getting married today. There's less and less people growing up with married parents. And when when that happens, they're way less likely to show up and be in church on Sunday.
Well, you know, brother, it didn't take long for the enemy to destroy the family, obviously. And it didn't take long for him to influence, and I'm going to lump them all together. I don't generally do that, but we'll call them churches. I don't care necessarily where they come from, but just we'll call them churches. It didn't take long for the influence of churches and undermine the foundation of the churches and destroy the church's effectiveness in a society. People today, and I've read this on my own, I can't remember how many thousand people are leaving the churches every day because they're fed up with the games they're playing. They're fed up with the worldliness in the church. They're fed up with that. And that's what destroyed our nation. It didn't happen overnight. It took a lot of time. But one of the Communist Manifestos was, of course, to morally corrupt the people. That's also in the scriptures that's what happened. And the lukewarmness of the church would come about. And we're seeing it right now. So now our children and grandchildren are paying for the sins of apathy and indifference of our generation.
Yeah, you know, in so many ways, what the church has failed to do, the church has failed to teach on the gospel, the gospel's expectations for marriage and the family, and in so many ways, right? The American people have listened to what the world and the culture has said, and many folks sitting in the pews have done the same. And so, what's happened is you've been seeing, starting in 1960, you started to with the beginning of the sexual revolution, you saw the growth in children born out of wedlock. You saw the growth in rates of divorce. You saw the proliferation of what would be called no-fault divorce laws, and more kids grew up in homes without married parents. When kids grow up in a home without married parents, what that is also saying is that they're growing up in homes without fathers. Okay, so a resident father is disproportionately speaking a married dad. Okay, we all know dads who are not married who are good dads, and I'm not talking about any one vivid example that any of your listeners might call to mind at any one point in time. In general, and on average, overwhelmingly, a dad who is unmarried is unable to maintain regular contact with his children. Okay, even the very best dads who are unmarried. Okay, there's a research paper that dove into this, found that this top performing group of unmarried dads are unable to maintain, on average, more than once a week contact with their children within 2 years of separation, and that's just not enough time to disciple a child. It's not enough time to disciple a son, and where dad is not able to be physically present, he's not able to be spiritually present, and when he's as a leader, and when that happens, it's harder and harder for that parent. For that child, really, it's harder and harder for that child to grasp that there's a God in heaven who's his father.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Who so loved him that he sent his only son to die for him. It's hard to grasp that if your example of an earthly father
this started way back in the 60s before you were even thunk of. Back in the 60s, I remember I grew up through the 60s. And it started with the more immorality and fornication, what we're called shacking up or whatever, cohabitation. It started with that back in the 60s, and it's multiplied tremendously since then. So we see immorality as a root of the whole situation of fatherless families. And I'll just face it, many, many people who are daddies, fathers, not daddies, they're fathers, don't want to contact with the children. They don't want to have anything to do with them. They want to have the fun and go out and have the fun, I guess you say, sexually. They don't want the responsibility comes with that. And that's what we've seen in America. We've seen the moral standards drop to the point that what we used to call shacking up is becoming commonplace now, and no one even thinks twice about it. That's how we got the home destroyed. And as your article said about Bed Bath & Beyond, that's why many businesses are going out, because they're family-oriented businesses.
No doubt. Yeah, of course. No, you had years ago, you had Toys R Us close. and Toys R Us had been funding a Planned Parenthood, which is ironic, right? When they were still in business, they were paying Planned Parenthood to perform abortions, which would have reduced their future customers. And then, as we went on, you had Bye Bye Baby, which recently filed for bankruptcy. Bed Bath & Beyond filed for bankruptcy. Everyone wants to talk about the change in retail businesses, which certainly plays a portion of the role, but fundamentally what's changed is a shrinking of the very best customers. The very best customers,
yes, the foundation
are customers
of it, yes.
who are married customers. They have the highest discretionary spending, and they're the most likely to purchase expensive home goods, right? Which is what, you know, led to the demise of Sears. It led to the demise of Bed Bath and Beyond. It is undermining our economy. It's right that married men earn. If you take a married man who has the same academic level as a single man, okay, and the same age, the married man outperforms in terms of income by a substantial margin. Because at the end of the day, Pastor Butch, you know this. Marriage tends to civilize men. Okay.
Yes, it does.
And
yes,
I know. Yes. I know. My wife definitely would agree with that. And as there's over the between this year, there'll be 60% fewer weddings this year than in 1970. Okay, 60% fewer weddings than in 1970. We've never been at a point in our history where there's more unmarried people in America. And if it's true that marriage civilizes men, and then what that also means, and there's never been fewer married men in America, that means there's never been a time where there's more uncivilized men walking the streets of our communities.
Very good
and that's
point.
What you're seeing in the news. You see playing out in our crime rates. It's what you're seeing play out in the behaviors of dating apps. It's what you're seeing play out in so many ways in the culture around us. Now, this is important for your listeners. I think there's some things that we can practically do. In the study, I go through 10 takeaways for the church.
I'll make one point, if you don't mind. Make one point, please.
Yeah, please, Pastor. Go ahead.
I do an economic program, a financial program, 3 days a week as a co-host with Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver and a fine lady. And we cover a lot of economic situations. But you brought to a point when I read the article about Bed Bath & Beyond, you brought to a point there that I knew, but not in specifics, like you pointed out, that the businesses have failed because we lost our foundation, we lost our home. And it really, I guess in a sense I knew that, but never like you pointed out to on this article, we lost our nation's economics as far as businesses like Bed Bath & Beyond, Sears, and all those, because we no longer have a home that these businesses have built the companies on. Those homes have been destroyed.
Yeah.
So when you brought that point out, that made perfect sense. Our immorality has not only destroyed our homes, it's destroyed businesses now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, look, way back in ancient history in the 1990s, a man named Gary Becker won the Nobel Prize for Economics because he would never win it today for this, but he did it because he won the Nobel Prize because of his study of the economic structure of the family. And this guy, a purely economic perspective, concluded that the structure of the family was the most efficient way to form human capital. Human capital is the intangible stuff that we're all made up of in terms of our intelligence, our social cues, how to carry on a conversation, all of the soft skills, and all of our intelligence. That's all wrapped up in human capital, and we get more of it when we grow up in a home where mom and dad stay married. And he concluded that this was the most, it was rational for there to be a husband and a
woman. Uh-oh, we're losing?
And that they have different complementary skills. And in today's society, they want to destroy that idea, right? They want to destroy the idea that there's any differences between mom and dad, between the boy and the girl. And anybody, you know, I have 8 children myself, my wife and I, four girls. And I can tell you, there's a heck of a lot of girls.
How many girls?
You
cut off. How many girls you say?
Four girls, four boys.
All right. Well, all right. Well, you have an even fight there.
Yeah, exactly. And we planned it that way. I joked, so it was really even there. So it's never a dull moment. But I'll tell you, our daughters are beautiful young ladies, and they're different than our sons. And boys and girls have just hardwired differences. There's actually over 3,000 genetically linked differences. Okay, in between boys and girls. And so when the other thing, Pastor, that this collapse in marriage is producing is also it's driving the epidemic of loneliness. Okay, now there's a lot of discussion of this. It's driving our economics. It's driving a reduction in church participation, and it's driving the explosive growth in loneliness. You probably heard back in May, on May 3rd, the Surgeon General said that issued an advisory. It was another advisory saying that there's this epidemic of loneliness. If you're considered lonely, Pastor Butch, you are, by the public health definition, your lifespan will be about 15 years on average shorter than somebody who does not.
Really?
So it's huge impact, right? So that means, it basically means you're going to be dying in your late 50s, early 60s, and on average. Now, what we found in our study is loneliness is really just a phenomenon of folks who are largely of the unmarried, right? If you're married, only 15% of church-going married people, 15% are considered lonely. But if you're single, okay, and you're in church, it's 50%. Now, if you're the loneliest people in church, I thought would have been widows, right? That's what you might believe. And the reality is, on average, they're not the loneliest. Lonelier than the loneliest group of widows are those who are between the age of 30 and 39 who have never married. So almost two-thirds, 66%, of men and women who are in church on Sunday who never married are considered lonely. And so I share this with pastors. I share this with Christians because so much of the world has told our young people that you should not prioritize marriage. Marriage should be a capstone event at the end. Capstone is the last stone that you lay when you're building a building. So you put marriage on last as the capstone. After you've lived your life, you've got an amazing career, you've amassed a lot of stuff, you've earned money, and then you go get married. And the reality is every year that somebody delays their marriage because of the capstone idea of marriage, they're increasing dramatically the likelihood that they never marry, that they never get married.
That's true.
And that was that's a finding by a professor at the University of Texas who did some regression analysis looking at different countries and marriage rates and found every time that the average age of marriage creeps up, the number of people who will never marry also creeps up. So we have to tell our young people from an early age that they should be prioritizing marriage by making it a cornerstone in their life, right? It's the cornerstone is the first relationship that you lay, the first stone that you lay, right? When I married my wife, I was young and didn't know anything, and she was the same way, and we figured out life together.
Yeah, but don't worry, they'll educate you.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I always tell my 15-year-old daughter that it must be hard for her to live with us because she's already figured everything out and she has to deal with her mom and dad. So
I remember those days. My wife got me a big coffee cup. Says I don't need Google. My husband knows everything. But I always ask her first, make sure I'm right. But anyway, go ahead.
No, that's right. So I think it's critical. From an early age, I think Christians and church leaders can do a good job of pushing back on this narrative by equipping our young people to know that if we're talking to our kids about getting a good job and getting into college, we should think about how many times we do that and how often are we talking to them about coupling up with the right person. Okay, because at the end of the day, who they choose, who they couple up with,
absolutely,
is going to be the most important decision in all likelihood that they'll make. Okay, that person will either take them closer to the Lord or further from the Lord. That person will either deepen their relationship with their family or undermine it. Right? There's so many things practically, and at church, what we do is with the churches that we support. So my ministry, Communio, we work with churches. We equip them to build out what we call a full circle relationship ministry. We equip them to come alongside single people and help them. You know, the world is teaching them about sex. The world is teaching them about relationships. And I think this ironic thing is that sex is everywhere all around us, but it's not there in a healthy way. We don't talk about it.
No, it's not.
Within the church in a way that's healthy. And so we work with churches to develop the right, you know, deploy the right curriculum, help young adults, help young people discern the right person to date well, to even learn how to date, for crying out loud. That's a lost art in today's day and age. And so the church can and should be a school of love, right, where people learn to love one another, learn to seek out Christian marriages, and be able to do that well. So that's one of our key messages to pastors.
Well, you know, you said a whole mouthful right there. I mean, really, really, you really did. I mean, I can say this, even for men or women who say the one that spouse has passed away. From personal experience with dealing with my dad and my father-in-law, it seems like men don't deal with the death of their wife as well as wives do with the death of their husband. I don't know why. And
sure.
In a lot of cases, that's true. I think men, but whether men want to admit or not, we're wussies. We like to have that companionship. I like to know somebody's there with us. You know,
so much good. Pastor Butcher, your men, we benefit so much from marriage. Our children benefit so much from marriage. And there's also, you know, a lot of data that shows our wives benefit so much from marriage. There's real complementarity that occurs in a marriage. There's things that, you know, I created a, you know, I think about when I was in college, I was creating a list of all the things that I wanted my spouse to be. And I knew I loved football. I loved sports. I want someone who loves football, loves sports. I wanted someone who could talk politics with me and maybe talk philosophy. And their faith was really important. I was creating all this list of things. And obviously the faith was a very important thing. But all of the other stuff, I realized I was just creating a list of somebody who looked just like me. I was trying to create a female version of myself. How ridiculous. So I ended up, the lady God put in my life was different from me in all the ways I needed, and she helped me grow in all of the ways that I was weak, and she would tell you if she was here that I helped her grow in the ways in areas where that she needed. And,
well, you heard those saying opposites attract. I mean, that's true. They do. My wife has a type D personality as far as getting in a hurry. I'm type AAA, so she's mailing me out, and I'm trying to help her get a little better. So,
that's
just the way it is. And she pulled me out of my shell. She was kind of she always was out with her parents, and they were singing gospel groups and everything. I was really an introvert. She pulled me out of that. Folks, after the break, a lot more to talk about. Have any questions, comments, love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the man of foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All right, folks, we're back. Phone lines are open. We're going to keep them up by 15 minutes. I'm going to turn JP loose. He's getting ready to leave on vacation for a pretty long trip. Reward to his oldest son graduating high school. And so we're going to turn him loose in a few minutes. If you don't want to have any questions or comments, we'll turn him loose in a little bit. But the number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You know, folks, the first institution in the scriptures in creation was a family. You know that. Obviously you do. You read the Bible.
That's right.
And when sin entered the family, look what it did to the family. Led to murder very quickly. That's what sin does. When the family is destroyed, children are corrupted and turn every which direction but loose. Our nation has been destroyed because the home has been destroyed. And I never had, I guess I did, but not in such detail, tied the fact that economically our nation has fallen apart because the homes are not there to support the businesses. And
yeah,
I really thought about that, but that's a very good point that you made in that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. If you look at this, there's a good reason to believe that wage growth since 1980 has been, when adjusted for inflation, has been very modest. Okay. Now, when you dive into the data, though, there's a big difference. My friend Dr. Brad Wilcox from the University of Virginia has done some research on this and saw that actually wage growth for married people has climbed in a very healthy way against inflation since 1980. It's grown really fast. What hasn't grown is the wages for single people. When you adjust for inflation, single-headed households have had mostly flat income growth with very small gains since 1980. Okay, so what's changing, obviously, is the makeup of our homes, right? So there was recent data out this week, in the last week, that showed that of everybody who turned 40 this year, 25% of them have never married. Okay, and that doesn't portend well for them, that in terms of long term, their lifespans are going to be shorter, their earnings are going to be less. That's the reality, and they're going to be lonelier on average. Those are the big things right now. Obviously, I have good friends who have certainly wanted to be married, okay? And so not everybody, but this is important for your listeners to be aware of. There's a lot of people out there in the pews, in church, who badly would love to be married and have just not found the right person. And one of the things that's factoring into it is in our survey, our churches are overwhelmingly a majority female. Now, amongst those who've never married in our survey of 19,000 completed surveys, okay, of everybody who's never married, okay, there are 42% more women than men, 42% more never married women than men. And so here's a big thing for churches to have to own, I tell a pastor, is if you're wondering why there's so many unmarried women and unmarried men, one of our challenges is there's a gender imbalance, particularly. There's a lot more women than men, and we've got to find a good way to attract young men into the church, so that and then form them well, so that they actually will enter into and discern a healthy Christ-centered relationship with a young lady she might meet there, or meet in another nearby Christian community.
You're facing a huge problem because people living in the churches by the thousands every day, because the church has become nothing but a social club or a world compromiser. That's a problem, because why go there to get something in the world? But I want to ask you a question, and I think I'm right on this, because many families today, at least 25% of them, or more, probably 50%, I think, in some areas, don't have a daddy at home. They don't have an earthly daddy to be there with them and teach them. And most children, I believe, if the family is run right, learns their work ethic from their daddy. Is that true?
We learn a lot from our dad that's different than our mom. One of the big things that we learn is our external self, particularly how we relate to the world around us, and work is one of those big things, and that's heavily connected to their father, okay? The other big thing is actually faith itself, okay? Now, there's a longitudinal study produced by Oxford University Press about 10 years ago. It was longitudinal, which means that they followed the same people over many decades. And it was 350 families, over 3,000 people. And they were trying to understand, when does faith get transmitted from one generation to another? What they found was, when an adult reported having a warm or close relationship with dad, they were 25 percentage points more likely to report having the same faith as mom and dad. And what they also found when they looked at when someone reported having a warm or close relationship with mom, there was no similar benefit. There was almost had no impact on whether or not they held the same faith as mom. So dad matters for work. It matters for our external identity, how we relate to the world around us, and it sure as heck matters for our faith in Jesus Christ. Right? If we want our young people to know God the Father, okay, we as dads have to be the poor imitation, the best version of a poor imitation. I tell people, I say, you know, I'm a bad imitation of the real thing, but my presence in my child's life, my discipling my children, is the most important thing, short of certainly loving my wife and loving our Lord. The next most important thing is discipling my children. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And one thing I noticed too, I've been pastoring for over 40 years now, and I've noticed one thing that's very, very true. The children, the girls, the young ladies in the home, very often will marry a man that's a lot like her daddy, whether he's a drunkard or a good guy. I've seen that happen over and over again. Dads actually have a great influence on the girls on what kind of man they look for in their lives.
Yes, and it has a huge impact on a young lady's ability to live a chaste life as a single woman. And then if she falls, she's less likely to continue to fall if she has a good example of a father, right? So less sexual partners, more likely to get married, stay married. So there's so much connected to the presence of a loving and present married dad. The study, I would encourage your listeners, I go into that in a good bit in the study. You can download it for free. Anybody can get this study for free, communio.org/study. It is
spell that for the people.
Yep, Communio is spelled C-O, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, U, N as in Nancy, I-O, .org/study. Okay, so Communio, so C-O-M-M-U-N-I-O, Communio.
And folks, it's worth looking at. I looked at this afternoon. The study very well, very much worth looking at. Communio, C-O-M-M-U-N-I-O.org.
And I'd encourage you. You know, I've got teenagers. I've reviewed it with my teenagers. I would encourage you to, if you're at a church, get it to your pastor, get it to your youth pastor, get it to your marriage pastor, your family life pastor, get it to your senior pastor. Okay, challenge him to read it and tell him you want to talk to him about it. You might even, if you've got a small group that you're leading, it could be a really good subject matter to review and discuss in your small group. We need, this information needs to get out there. We need to mobilize the church, really, to answer the battle cry that it needs to go up.
The battle cry. The church today is going to sit back and wait for the rapture. They don't want to get in battle. They want to wait for the rapture and have a hot dog feed. I'm sorry about that, but just the way it is. I see it all the time.
I think there's a lot of truth there, Pastor Butch. There's a lot of folks who throw up their hand and just they look at the evil growing, and they say, look, we already know who's got the victory, who wins in the end. And of course we do, but you and I have a moral obligation. We have a moral obligation to help bring as many souls to heaven as we possibly can with us.
We have a duty to do that. That's our calling. And I wonder, too, the ones who think that, if they're not going to be something lukewarm spewed out. Because if you have a zeal for Christ in your heart, you're going to be out there in the battle. You can't help it. That's who you are.
Yep.
And if you don't have a zeal, then you're lukewarm. And that's very dangerous. Very dangerous.
No, and the world has decided that in this 21st century, the great battle that's unfolding is as crazy as it sounds. It's the question of what is a man and what is a woman is the great battle of our time.
And
the church needs to answer that by engaging with young men and women and helping them.
Amen.
We're hardwired to want to love and to love another, to know and to be known. And our young people don't know how to do it right now.
No, they don't. We
had a church that we're working with that brought together a great group of young adults who were hungry for this sort of stuff. Had about 40 young people go through some Christian curriculum that we recommended for singles, and really fed them on this to my colleague, my friend, Dr. John Van Epp, a great evangelical pastor who's a psychologist, and he's written the RAM series. It's a fabulous curriculum. It goes into five dimensions of attachment, how you form a relationship with somebody. Those five dimensions are, if you imagine a soundboard moving from left to right, and each of those dials having a word on top of it, know, trust, rely, commit, touch, and none of those. The if you're going from left to right, where no is the furthest to the left, and then you never that sound the dial of trust is never. You never trust someone more than you know them. You never rely on them more than you trust them. You never commit to them more than you rely on them, and you never move to sexual touch before any of those other things. So it's intuitive, it's biblical, it's grounded in good science. And psychology and folks loved it, right? Mm-hmm. So we can be very practical and sound and biblical and helping our young people form a healthy relationship.
Well, let's take a phone call from Arizona. Let's talk to our brother Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hey, I just want to touch on something really quickly here. As you know, I as an evangelist on the street, I've been to many, many churches, big ones, little ones, in between ones. And one of the big problems that I've seen there is this: there's no correction within the congregation itself.
That's true.
I mean,
true.
I've seen people there who are very, very worldly 3 years ago. I come back 3 years later, and they're still exactly the same person.
Yes, yes.
Something is wrong here. I mean, we can preach the word or confess the word to people in general within a congregation. But you got to lead them. You got to lead them outside the door. Because, we hear a lot of hip, hip, hooray inside the church building. But that all dies out when they walk out. And now you're confronted, especially young people. You know, you're confronted, with these other young kids, who are doing wicked and evil things. And see, the trouble is, then they tolerate that, and then they become like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Gary,
go ahead, sir.
No, Gary, I couldn't agree more with you. Yeah, the expression I love is that the gospel is there to both comfort the afflicted, but to afflict the comfortable. And in so many ways, there's a lot of comfortable people. And we look at the world around us, and there's not a lot of reason to be comfortable. And if an encounter with Jesus Christ doesn't draw us in that church to a transformation, a metanoia, a true change in life and lifestyle, then it's we have to question the efficacy of that proclamation.
Amen. And to tell the truth, if it hadn't been a new creature born in you that desires that, you'd never been born again. So that's a key thing.
Butch,
yes, Gary.
The sin that we tolerate, and I do this a lot of times when I do get a chance to speak to a congregation, and I'll tell them about this sin. How sin is leaven, and I'll take it right there to the garden. As soon as Eve ate of the fruit. Okay, that sin took place, and she gave it to her husband. See, sin is leaven. It can't stand alone.
Good point.
It always multiplies. And we've done that with homosexuality. I mean, we let that foster, and, they're all still children of God. Yes, we were all children of God. Yes, we were all sinners.
Gary, I got to say this. We're all creations of God. But only those who are born again are children of God, because the Pharisees were created by God, but they were not children of God.
I agree.
Okay, go ahead.
I understand that. But what I was saying, we let homosexuality, we let it survive. The church let it survive.
That's right.
Now the world is the world. The world's not going to push back against anything like that. And we didn't take it really seriously to heart. Now, I'm just giving my opinion, so they let that go, and it start prospering. And see, it has to spread. Something has to get worse.
That's right.
And then look where we're at now. They're transgendering children. They're telling you. Remember, Butch, way back when, and you too, Pastor. 50 years ago, the homosexuals were going and storming church doors and saying, "We're coming for your children."
Sure.
They're saying the same thing now.
And they did it. They did it.
Right. And see, and by the grace of God, people within the pulpit, instead of trying to keep people there, tell the truth. It's the
Amen.
Truth of the gospel that's going to keep people inside the four walls and let them be salt and light when they go out of the walls. Now, I'll get off here. I don't want to stay
And let the truth separate the wheat from chaff. Let the truth separate the wheat from chaff. Good call, Gary. Thank you. Let's go next to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Bush. Real quick. God believed that marriage was very important because when he chose Mary to be the mother of his child, he made sure that Joseph knew Mary did nothing wrong.
Sure. Good point.
Mary was still a pure woman.
Yes.
It was God's child she carried. And he chose Joseph for Jesus' earth father, for the man who would be there physically to raise him.
That's true.
And to
good
help
point.
Him understand what he was being taught.
Good point.
Even though God could speak to, you know, would say something to him at any time, he chose Joseph and Mary to take care of his child.
Good point.
And that's how much marriage was important to God.
Amen. Very good point. Any comments
on
that,
JP? Without a father
JP?
And a okay. mother to balance a child out, because, you know, men used to say, you know, they used to have someone go with their daughters on their dates. They didn't let them go by themselves
right,
to make
right.
sure that nothing occurred unsavory. And they
That's
don't do that
true.
Anymore. And with
They'll
each war, this whole sexual revolution just became more and more and more. Until now, anything goes.
Very true. Any comments, JP?
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, I mean, the fact is a child, whether it's son or daughter, badly needs a mom and a dad. And there are certain gifts that moms have that are different from dads, and there's things that we learn from our moms as a son, and there's things that we learn from our dads. And one of those as a son is to learn how to treat her. I learned how to treat my bride by the way I saw my dad treat my mom.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And I was very fortunate and blessed to have the example of a great marriage, a great Christian marriage. That's critical. And a huge thing is that we've confused parenthood for something of a right. Like, I have a right to be a dad. I have a right to be a mom. God is the one who gives children, okay? And they're a blessing. And then we have to, when we receive that blessing, we have an obligation.
Oh, yes,
to
we do.
How we, right, where we there's a, it's not just something that that we can be cavalier with, as if we got a new washer dryer, right? Like, this is not a new knickknack, okay? This is a real, you know, a human life that we have a moral obligation to
That's really
to
true.
Raise and to form. And here he is in ours; they belong to God, and we have to steward that life.
Absolutely.
And we have a moral obligation there. And I think
that's a duty given us by God. I hate to cut you off. We're in that time. Jenny,
yep,
anything else you want to say?
Help Pastor Butch keep our radio station going. If you want to order anything, and you should order quite a lot, he's got a lot of good information, a lot of good products. UPS is still looking like they're going to strike on August 1st.
Yeah, we do it mail anyway. So, good call, Jan. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Very good call. And I'm going to let you go now, JP, and get yourself out of that house for the vacation.
Thank you, Butch. Very much appreciate it. Now, any of your listeners, I'd encourage them to hop right now on to communio.org/study. Download the free study. Get it to friends. Get it to folks at church. communio.org/study. And you can, that is communio.org/study. And you can get it for free there. And then try to get it to your pastor. If you are a pastor, get it and share it with your staff. Get it to your elders. I think there's a lot there that you'll find valuable.
Amen. My friend, I'm going to keep your number on hand. We may talk in the future. How's that?
Well, looking forward to it, Butch.
Right.
I'll hold you to it. All right.
God bless you, man. You got my contact too. You call me. And God bless. Have a great vacation.
Yeah, thank you so
much. And tell your son congratulations.
I sure will. I'm going to do that right now. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Folks, I turn him loose a little bit early because I want to just share something with you. If you don't mind, as you know, I've been praying and considering what the Lord has in store for us in the future as far as this radio broadcast goes. I've seriously considered September being the last month and going off the air and see what the Lord has open for me otherwise. But I'm glad to say, and sad to say, maybe, that I haven't got a release on this yet from my Father. I can't say September is going to be the end of it. So I made a decision, if it be our Father's will. If he wants me to stay on the air, we're going to get into it even deeper. We're going to be broadcasting live on some online feeds like Rumble and Brighteon, maybe others. We'll be broadcasting the program live on video. Todd, our producer, is going to have us on Roku sometime soon, so we might be able to put that feed up on the site. I don't know why anybody wants to watch me sit here with a set of headsets on my head and talk to you people. But anyway, we'll do it on video if the Lord opens the door. We're going to try right now with working with my webmaster to figure out how to do this, to get this feed out on different Spotify, Roku, Spotify and Rumble and all the rest of them, if we can, so you can watch us live every night on your computer, if at all possible. Working right now to put this broadcast live on our own website, PastorBush.com. So if we're going to do it, we're going to step out all the way. But I got to tell you, folks, none of this is free, and money is always a hassle, and I hate handling money. But unfortunately, everybody's got to eat out there, including all the stations that carry this broadcast. People that work for ministry have got to eat also. So they live on nothing because they're mostly done by donation. And that's the way it is, but we need your help. If this program blesses you, then by the glory of God, for the glory of God, I pray that you'll help us keep this thing going. I haven't got a release to go off the air, but the man part of me, the fleshy part of me would like to go off the air and go fishing or something, but I haven't got that release yet. So if I stay on the air, if the Lord opens the door, we're going to expand it to the point that we're doing these things on video. You can watch us live on different sites on your computer or on Roku if you have a Roku in your home. A lot of people do. Over 10 million homes have them already. You can listen on there already on audio. But we're going to hopefully do it on the video sometime soon. Our producer, Todd, is a great guy to work with. I'll say that right now. He's going to make it available for us in the near future. So let me know, where would you like to listen to us on? Rumble or Brighteon or Spotify? Which one of those would you prefer to have this broadcast? We can't do them all because none of them are free. Maybe a couple of them. But which one would you prefer? And I don't expect a big deluge of people calling and telling me, maybe nobody. But if you do want to, or do have a way to listen to on one of those sites, let me know which one you prefer. Call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 or email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com and say, I want to hear you in Rumble. I want to hear you in Spotify. I want to hear you in whatever. We will do our best to make that happen. I don't know how we're going to do it yet. That's why I have people a lot smarter than me working on, like my webmaster Barry and my producer Phil. We're all in this thing together. It's our ministry together. And your ministry also, folks. If it weren't for you, we would not be here. Let me just say that. Going on 31 years now. If it weren't for you, folks, we wouldn't be here at all. So let us know how we can make it better for you. Let me know, but let us know which one you prefer this to be fed on. And let me know what I can do to make it better experience for all of you. May he bless you in some other way. We love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you tomorrow night. Good night. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.